Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Shmini, in Perek Yud Aleph, the Torah tells us about what kind of animals we're allowed to eat and what kind of animals we're not allowed to eat. And one kind of animal or group of animals that we're not allowed to eat are called shrutzim. Shrutzim are small, creeping insects and other animals like that, and we're not allowed to eat them. And the Torah says in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Mem Gimel, do not make yourselves abominable with a sheret that creeps. And then the Torah says, "Velo sitamu bahem v'nitmesem bam." Do not defile yourselves with them, v'nitmesem bam, and do not become tame by them. And this last expression in the pasuk seems superfluous at first glance. Do not defile yourselves with them, and also do not become tame by them. What does that mean? In addition, the second expression is spelled in a strange way. Take a look at a chumash in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Mem Gimel, and you'll see that the words are v'nitmesem bam, but the word v'nitmesem should have been written with an aleph after the mem, but the aleph is left out, v'nitmesem, without an aleph. And the Gemara in Maseches Yoma Daf Lamed Tesamad Aleph makes note of these two questions, the strange wording of the Pasuk and the missing Aleph, and says that there is a drash, a hidden message in this Pasuk and in the words V'nitmesem Bam. The Gemara says in the name of the school of Rabbi Yishmael that this Pasuk teaches us, Aveira mitam temes libo shel adam. Sin makes a person foolish. Sin dumbfounds a person. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on that Gemara that the words v'nitmesem bam certainly mean to make someone impure. But without the aleph, it can also be understood to mean atum, which means sealed, it's closed off. That's mitam temes, avera mitam temes libo shel adam. Sin closes a person off to wisdom, to understanding. When a person sins, they get closed off to wisdom. V'nitmesem bam, mitam temes. It's a very powerful Gemara, and it's a very urgent message. But what does it mean? How does that happen? This Gemara is explained beautifully by the Chafetz Chaim, Rav Yisrael Meir HaKohen, who died in 1933. It's in his Sefer Chafetz Chaim Al HaTorah on our Pasuk. And the Chafetz Chaim explains this Pasuk and this Gemara with a mashal, with an analogy. He says, imagine a man who sold perfume in a perfume store. And once he had to go into a tannery, a very foul-smelling store where hides are tanned and worked. When the perfume seller went into this tannery for the first time, he was offended by the strong, terrible smell. He was literally unable to withstand the offensive smell. And then, unfortunately, this perfume seller lost all his money and had to find work in that very tannery. After a while, that offensive smell wasn't so offensive anymore. He stopped noticing the smell, and it just became normal to him. The Chafetz Chaim says that that is exactly the message of this pasuk and this Gemara. When a person eats shrutzim for the first time, or really, this could apply to any sin at all. When a person sins like that for the first time, it is disgusting to them. And that's how the pasuk begins. Al teshaktzu es nafsho seichem b'chol hasheretz hashoretz. Don't make yourselves disgusting by eating a sheretz. It's disgusting to do that. But as the pasuk continues, v'lo sitamu behem, don't even do that once. Because if you do it once, then it'll become more and more and more normal until v'nitmesem bam, until you become closed up, so to speak, atum, closed up to the recognition that what you did was wrong. It becomes normal. It becomes comfortable. That's the Gemara. Avera mitam temes libo shel adam. Sin closes a person off to wisdom. They're less open to the discomfort that sinning brings the first time or the second time. They're not open to mussar that they hear from a friend or from a Rebbe because they don't see anything wrong by what they're doing. They don't feel that they're doing anything wrong. It's normal. It's natural to them. And that's why the Torah says, don't even start sinning, God forbid, because it can begin feeling normal. That disgusting smell in the tannery, if you're not careful, can become normalized. And this whole idea is similar to a Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara there quotes Rav Huna, who says that once a person sins and sins again, Na'aseis lo keheter. It becomes for that person mutter. It feels to that person as if it's mutter. It's an amazing message of the psychology of sin. And it's an amazing message as to how to avoid sin in the first place. Al tashaktu es nafsho sechem. Don't normalize sins. Avoid sin even once. And if you do sin, chas v'shalom, do everything you can to retain, to preserve that feeling of shikuts, of disgust and discomfort with that sin. That is the surest path to tshuva. Have an amazing day, everyone.